This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And on our show this second hour, my first guest will be a country legend who's been on the show with us in the past, lovely lady and a gorgeous voice. Crystal Gayle will be joining us. Then from CBS News, Leslie Stahl will be here. She's not only, of course, a journalist, newscaster, she's also an author. And the book that she has out right now, which is perfect for Mother's Day next weekend, is called The Joys and Science of the New Generation of Grandparenting. It's a fascinating book, very interesting too, I might add. And the CEO of the Parkinson's Foundation, John Lear. And that's all coming up this week, this hour, with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause momentarily. When we come back, my first guest, the second hour, is Crystal Gayle.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. That's 800-882-2093.
You give your hand to me, then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, and we're listening to a voice that's actually coming from heaven, and I mean that sincerely. Our next guest has been with us several times in the past, but I am extra excited to talk to her today because that's the name of her brand new CD that's out right now. And I have to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, this is a sensational CD. It's called You Don't Know Me. Joining us right now is Crystal Gayle. Hi, Crystal. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on. I'm excited.
Crystal, I got to be totally candid with you. I do this a lot with actors and singers and sports people and politicians. They say, oh, you like the show. It was a good show. It's a good CD. I got this CD the other day, took it to my office, and I started listening to it. About an hour later, one of their staff members came in and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm listening to Crystal Gayle's new CD. He said, you've been in here for an hour and a half. I said, this is the third time I've listened to it, okay? I got to be honest with you, dear. It is sensational. You have taken all of these great songs from your childhood and my childhood and put them into a new arrangement that makes it sound new again, and it's country as you and I remembered it.
Well, that's what I grew up with, and I love it. And, you know, that is the style of songs that are in my heart. And, you know, when I started recording, my sister, as we can say, Loretta Lynn,
sure.
Some people don't know that. I'm always shocked. But she said, don't sing my songs. She said, don't record what I would. She said, you go MLR, middle of the road. So, you know, that's the direction I sort of went after because she was very right in it. I don't think I would have had the success I had if I had gone down the same path. And she said, you'll just be compared. And but to be able to go back and do these songs that, you know, I remember singing them on stage or in the car in the backyard.
Well, there's no doubt. Now, I'm going to say something that I mean totally complimentary, okay? No matter what stage or what level of success that a singer has reached, it is always a very risky thing to do a cover of a song better than the original artist. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now, Crystal. There are songs that are better than the original, and we're talking about the originals by people like the great Ray Charles, Patsy Cline, Buck Owens, Marty Robbins, Engelbert Humperdinck. We're talking about songs that really and truly you have put a new twist to, and that's a risky thing to do because typically people want to hear the original. But boy, now when they hear this.
It was something that when I went into, you know, I wanted to keep some of that original, the feel that they had, but still be me. And I can only sing a song like I would sing it. And, you know, I always, you know, growing up, oh, I want that soprano voice. I want that, you know.
Right.
You always want what you don't have.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I just put them in a way that, I went in the studio with my son, Christos, who helped produce, co-produced, as well as mixed the CD and engineered the CD, and it was really getting in the studio to have him see and hear what I grew up singing,
mm-hmm.
what was part of my background, and, you know, to really hear what real country music is all about. You know, I know that you go back and country music started, actually, to me, it was the folk music that came over from Scotland, from Ireland, from England, because if you go, and my mother would sing these hill songs, as I call them, but you could hear the lilt, you could hear the words that, you know, came from overseas. And, you know, I always loved it. Letting him hear this and see this, it was just a great time.
Well, and the one thing about all of these songs, every single one of them, was during an era of radio where they were crossover hits. See, they weren't considered country songs. They were considered crossovers. I mean, you know, as a top 40 disc jockey, I played You Don't Know Me, you know, There Goes My Everything, Hello Walls, Please Help Me, I'm Falling, and that's on a top 40 chart. But you mentioned your son. This is really a family affair. Your son, Christos, cousin of yours, and daughter, they all took a part in this thing. And your sisters, that is the true meaning of a family affair.
And brother J. Lee Webb wrote one of the songs.
Sure.
He was so fantastic. I mean, he was such a great entertainer as well as singer. And he wrote this song, and it's on one of his albums that, I mean, he did such a fantastic job. This was, I think it was produced by Owen Bradley, that particular album. But it was just, I always loved it. And I wish I'd actually put it on an album a long time ago, just for him.
I didn't realize that Gordon Lightfoot wrote the song Ribbon of Darkness, and then Marty Robbins had a hit of it in 65. Hank Williams, You Win Again, Crying Time, written by Buck Owens, but of course the great Ray Charles made it the huge hit. Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight. And now this bonus that you have on here, which is titled I Cried the Blue Right Out of My Eyes. This was done in 1969 as a demo?
It was somewhere, it could have been 68, it could have been, I'm not sure exactly what year. I had been going to Nashville and doing demos for Surefire Music. And this was a song that they had me do the demo on. And it was a song that, which I recorded, and it was my first single. But the melody is a tad bit different on this version because it was the demo version. And it's unmastered. It was just, you know, you go in and you sing it and that's it. You move on to the next song.
Right.
Totally different nowadays.
Yeah, there's no real arrangement to it. It's just the basic thing so another singer can come in and make a hit out of it.
Yeah, play the song, you do it, and then they put their magic to it.
Sure. Now, in all the years that your sister Loretta and Peggy Sue worked on stage, I mean, you've worked a few places on stage together, you had never recorded a song together until put it off until tomorrow on this CD, right?
Yes, that was the first time. And I actually was down at Loretta's, and Peggy was there too, and we were just goofing off as normal. Patsy Lynn Russell, who is one of the twins of Loretta's, came in and said, "Hey, Mom, Chris was doing a country album. Would you want to sing on it?" And she said, "Sure." So we picked the song. I had the track down. We picked one we knew that we all knew, so it would be easy. And we went in, and, I mean, she was fantastic in the studio doing it. And if I'd had 10 tracks done or 12 or what, she would have sang every one of them.
Wow.
I mean, she was in great voice. She was just in a perfect place. And, it was hindsight. You know, who thought that I could do a few more? I didn't want to push any my, push the buttons and say, "Hey, I've got something else."
Right.
But I should have, and we would have had that duet album. But
next time.
This is special. This is a special song for us.
Why did you wait 16 years between your last CD and this one, Crystal?
I never count years, time. I don't even know how many albums I have out, but I really didn't realize it had been that long because I've been in the studio doing different things, and people would say, "Would you sing on this?" I'd say, "Okay, sure," or just, having fun, that I didn't realize the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, having almost 25 number ones, having all the success I've had, it's a cycle in music where things change. And I knew that going in and doing a normal album was not going to get played on radio. It was just that's what things were going to be. So I think that was in the back of my mind that, I'm just having fun in the studio doing the things and putting my feet up a little bit here and there, because I had my exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame. This has been, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah.
It's hard to, like I said, I can't put a date on things, but I was going through all the things that we put in the museum, and it was like, I did that, I did that,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, I'm tired.
Yeah,
I didn't realize I'd done so much.
Well, it's funny you should mention that display, because that was 3 years ago. That was the last time you were on the show with us, because that's what we were talking about. Boy, that time, I apologize for not having you back sooner. I could have you on every day if you were available. You talk about the memories that these songs bring to you and to me, too, Crystal. I mean that very sincerely. We're about the same age. And let's talk about some of those great songs of yours of the past when we come back live all across the USA and around the world with Crystal Gayle. Her brand new CD, You Don't Know Me, is out right now.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
From her new album, You Don't Know Me, Crystal Gayle returns for another segment on our show. And Crystal, I got to believe that you have created memories with because of your songs. I mean, I can still remember what I was doing. In fact, it was the first radio station that I owned, and I played the devil out of Don't Make Your Brown Eyes Blue. I love that song. And I think I had mentioned to you once before that I do a concert series with a 15-piece orchestra, and one of the great songs that I do of yours is When I Dream. What a beautiful song that is.
It is a beautiful song. Sandy Mason wrote When I Dream. You know, actually, that song I've recorded at least four times, different versions. One was an acoustic mandolin and all different things, and then I did the strings. And then we did synthesizer, and then I did the dance remix.
So I remember that.
You have the dance remix, so if you want it, we should send it to you.
You know what? I don't have it, but I'd love to hear that again. I remember that. Boy, you know what? When I heard that, I thought to myself, that's pretty unique to take that song and put it into that kind of a format.
It was a couple guys in San Francisco that wanted to do the dance remix, and I said, sure, let's try it. So they came to town, and we put it together. And they were great. They did wonderful versions of it.
You have worked with just about all the legends. Marty Robbins, the great Eddie Arnold, one of the sweetest guys in the world. Jack Green, your brother Jay Webb, George Jones, Baron Young, Buck Owens, Johnny Rodriguez, Merle Haggard. If I ran down all the things that you have been awarded in a remarkable career, we would be here for over a month, but I'm sure you have other things to do. One of the things, though, was the Cliffy Stone Pioneer Award. What a great guy Cliffy Stone was. Did you ever meet him? He was Tennessee Ernie Ford's big partner.
No, I never did, and I wish I had.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
But there's so many great people in the business from, you know, I look back and, you know, I feel so honored to have worked with String Bean, Grandpa Jones, I mean, Archie Campbell. So, as you can see, my heart is in the country that no one, a lot of people wouldn't think about or, you know, think, oh, she was part of that.
Yeah.
I did shows because they'd come through Indiana, where I grew up, and we'd always go there, and sometimes we'd get booked on as the opening act, you know, where you do the 15 minutes or the 20 minutes, and just had so much fun.
I think a lot of times when people mention country, they don't even know they like it because they have a stigma about it, and nothing against bluegrass guys, but I think a lot of people think right away it's going to be banjo and so on and so forth, and I don't think they realize that all the songs, for example, on this latest CD, You Don't Know Me, are songs that, as I mentioned earlier, were on Top 40 radio, and talk about country today, it sounds altogether different with the artists that are out there right now. Not saying anything against them, but it's more rock and roll than it is ballads. On this CD, why did you name it You Don't Know Me? Everybody knows you.
I was going to name it Am I That Easy to Forget? And I thought, oh, well.
I love it.
That's, you know this business.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
But then I liked You Don't Know Me, because I was going to put it actually classic country, you know, and but some of my reissues from the different labels have had classic in it, and I thought I didn't want it to get confused, so I picked one of my favorites, and, you know, Eddie Arnold was a great friend, great person.
Great person. He was the first guy I ever interviewed on radio, and I was about 15 years old. and I lugged a big tape recorder that looked like the size of a refrigerator on a second floor dressing room at the theater he was performing in, and I was a nervous wreck. And I put the microphone over to him, and I said, "Mr. Arnold, it's nice to have you here." And he looked at me with that real sincere look and tone in his voice, and he says, "You honor me so by calling me Mr. Arnold." And that's the kind of guy he was.
He was. Great.
Oh, great. And I'm sure with this COVID-19, you're not on tour, but we'll be going out afterwards?
I'm home right now, but we'll get back out there. We don't tour as much as we used to.
Right.
You know, we do. If we do 40 to 50 concerts a year, that's plenty. I mean, I used to stay on the road like every good country artist would do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
and then when I had kids, that cut it back a little bit. You know, you can't travel quite as much. I look back and, you know, I loved all the concerts, the tours, because I worked with Kenny Rogers, Eddie Rabbit. I mean, going back further, Billy Crash Craddock, you know, it was just heaven just being out there and having all this excitement. I love seeing all the women screaming for all these guys.
Right. And all the guys screaming for you. That's the other side.
Yeah.
You're not that easy to forget, I'll tell you right now.
But, it has been a great career, and I'm so glad that I have a career that I can continue to be out on the road. To me, picking songwriters in Nashville, they write from the heart. They have these great songs. To me, the difference now is that people tend to write their own.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as great writers as what these writers were that made a living in Nashville.
Yeah.
And they could make that living. Now, streaming, if they had a song and an album, it carried them through for a while.
Sure.
Now, you know, it's downloads or I guess it's downloads. I don't think they're going away with that.
No, I don't know what they're doing.
Streaming, you just pick the song you want. So writers really don't have a chance anymore.
No, right. And also new artists don't have a chance anymore. It's a corporate thing right now. You can't, what we used to say, work a record. You know, go town from town and work in a record. Now, if we go to your website, is there a list of dates that you're going to be coming up?
We have the tour dates on our website, crystalgale.com. And, of course, we have the store. If they want to order the album, we have it there, as well as it's out on, you know, it's on Amazon and Target and Walmart, all the things that you can order it online. You know, we have fun with everything. When we go out on concert, that's really my main goal, is to have fun.
That's right.
That's what we're all out there for.
If you don't have fun, what are we doing it for? And the other thing, too, is that are you going to be in Florida at all, Crystal?
Not that I, you know at this moment, but I hope so soon, because I love Florida. I've been wanting to go to Disney World.
Well, I got to tell you something. Go to Disney World and Universal Studios. Now that they have finally reopened the area that we're at, I urge everyone, ladies and gentlemen, to go out and get this CD. This is a sensational CD. It's called You Don't Know Me. If you love the country music and the songs and the emotion that made that music so famous for the last 50, 60 years, you're going to love this CD. And when you hear Crystal's treatment of it, you're going to go crazy. And Crystal, let's not make it another 3 years before you come back and join us again, okay?
I know. Well, I'll come by Universal in that area, and we'll do this live.
We'll do this live, and we'll also, when you're in concert, I will be in the audience. I'll come backstage, and we'll chat, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Crystal, thank you, dear. It's been a pleasure, and keep up the good work. Never retire.
Well, we love it, and thank you for enjoying my music and playing my music through the years.
I will continue. Thanks, Crystal.
Thank you.
Our very special guest is one talented lady, Crystal Gale. The brand new CD is out right now. You Don't Know Me, get it. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
They say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my love and you. I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I have for you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The official withdrawal of all U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan has begun. President Biden announced last month that all American forces would be leaving the country by this September, several months after an initial deadline agreed on in a deal with the Taliban during the Trump administration. The process of shipping equipment back to the U.S. had already begun. President Biden set a deadline of September 11th for the nearly 3,000 remaining American troops to leave Afghanistan. Soon after he made that announcement, NATO announced it would also pull out its more than 7,000 troops as well. Mask requirements for all U.S. transportation networks have been extended. A TSA requirement mandating mask wearing for travelers and workers in the country's airports, commercial flights, and commuter bus and rail services has been extended through September 13th. And Medina Spirit has won the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. Trainer Bob Baffert has his 7th Derby winner, the most of any trainer. Jockey John Velasquez won his 4th run for the Roses. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All across the USA and around the world, if it's trending, it's right here on Ron Segi Today. Delighted to have our next guest with us. She is certainly a staple in broadcasting and journalism. She has hosted 60 Minutes correspondent since 1991, the CBS News White House correspondent during the Carter, Reagan, and George H.W. Bush presidents. Also hosted Face the Nation and now an author of a book that I really liked. It's called The Joys and Science of the New Grandparenting, Becoming Grandma. Our guest is Leslie Stahl. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm great. Things are beautiful here in New York.
Well,
right? It's raining. Are you in New York?
No, actually, I'm in sunny Orlando, Florida.
Come on.
Leslie.
Don't tell me.
Just before we went on the air, I had to go take that shield off the front of my car because it was so
hot. Oh, because it was
hot.
Too sunny?
Too sunny. You know what I'm saying.
Oh.
It's terrible. First of all, Leslie, I love this book, but I must tell you before we start talking about it, my grandmother, and I never met my father's mother, but my mother's mother certainly didn't look like you. She was a little Italian lady, about 5'2", with a bun, and always wore black. There was always someone she was mourning. So I have to tell you that you are one of the best-looking grandmas I've ever seen, I want you to know.
No, if you look around at baby boomer grandparents, we make it our careers to stay young. You know that. Are you a baby boomer?
Yes, I am. Yes,
yeah,
I am.
There you go. I mean, we don't have gray hair. We have blonde hair.
Right.
How did that happen? And we go to the gym and, you know, all of that stuff. We believe in staying in shape. So, you know, looks are a little deceiving because we get just as exhausted chasing after a little kid, you know, as our grandparents did.
The wonders of modern day. Well, let's talk about the book. I recently became a grandfather. In fact, I have a little grandson who's 3 and a little granddaughter that's 1. And I can totally understand what you're talking about, especially when you say that you didn't really think you could fall in love again. These two people just win your hearts over. And you went so far, and this I think was sensational. When you saw this phenomenon come over you, you thought, well, these are some really sociological changes. You went to anthropologists to find out why there are such thing as grandmothers and grandfathers in evolutionary terms, the psychiatric and the therapeutic effects of this. I mean, you really delved into it, Leslie.
Well, I decided that if I was going to write this book, which I was asked to write, then it would be a 60-minute project, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I would do it as a kind of investigate. I would interview my friends, which I did. I would tell a little bit about myself, but I would do an investigation to try and get behind these unbelievably joyful, elating feelings. What the heck is going on here? Why are we grandparents so universally, all of us, why are we so indulgent with these kids? Where did that come from? You know, when our grandchild's going to be born, I'm going to say yes to whatever they want. It just happens.
Right.
We all are the same. We think we're all special, but we're all having these very deep feelings, joyous, happy feelings with our grandchildren. We've all turned into mushballs. Grandfathers and grandmothers, both of us. Why are we all doing this in the same way? What's happening? So I interviewed biochemists, and we really, our brains are rewired when we hold our grandchildren. So these changes in us are metabolic, they're hormonal, they're real. We have different kinds of brains when we hold our grandchildren.
The name of the book is Becoming Grandma, but I want to make it perfectly clear, I sound like Nixon now, that this book is applicable not only to grandmas, but to grandpas. Because when I read the book, I thought to myself, boy, Leslie's really onto something here. I don't know where it came from, but it's really on the money.
Well, and I also, Ron, wrote it for my daughter and her generation. Because the dynamic between the generations has changed a lot. Our generation, my generation, you and me and all the other grandparents, we are being so careful with our children.
Yeah.
We do not want to offend them, lest they say, nah, don't come over and babysit today. We want to be there, and we want our children to want us to be there. So we're all biting our tongue. We're not being critical. Or we're trying, let me a minute. We're trying not to be critical. We're trying not to say, we didn't do it that way, and you turned out okay. You know,
you're compelled
to say that, but you don't.
I tell my wife all the time, you know, you were so overprotective of our two sons when my mother and her mother wanted to do things. But I find myself in a real jam. I feel like I'm going to sit on the couch here and have you kind of, you know, straighten me out. And I have two sons, but the one son is the one with the children. And they're helicopter parents, my wife calls them, because they hover over. I've never watched my grandchildren without them around. Now, they're 3 and 1 years old, Leslie. And it's because, apparently, my wife and I have never done this before. I keep on telling my son, I'm the one that drove your mother to the hospital when you were born, and you don't think I can handle this?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that the mother is having her own body completely transformed by having a baby. Her body's coursing with hormones that are making her hypervigilant. And she's like a lioness, you know. She is watching over that cub. And she doesn't understand herself the way you and I didn't understand our reaction. She has been transformed. We have to be a little understanding of what they're going through. And really, honestly, we cannot criticize them, or they're going to withhold those babies.
Yeah, that's absolutely
I've
right.
I've seen it too many times, and I'm warning, in the book, I'm warning grandparents, back off, because you're the father of a son. Mainly, you don't want to piss off your daughter-in-law.
That's exactly.
That's the main thing. I mean, I'm telling you.
No, you're right. No.
And I'm warning, this is one of the messages of the book.
I know, you're absolutely
my
right.
My generation, back off.
I'm actually afraid of the woman, to be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Listen, I feel that way about my own kids, and we have a great relationship, my daughter and I, but man, I'm not going to get on her wrong side.
No, no.
I want those babies.
That's exactly correct. There's no question about that. You talk about the baby movers. You know, they have a passion for their work like you and I do later in life. Some cases have to care for our aging parents, and then we want to help our grandchildren do what's right and be with them. That's a pretty hard thing to juggle. That's a lot of balls in the air, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. You know, we thought when our kids left home that balance of life business that we were juggling all the time was over. And then you have a grandchild, and you're right back into it.
Yeah.
Balance of life. We are exhausted from taking care of our older parents who are living deep into their 90s.
Right.
And our grandchildren and our children who need our help. But when we're with our grandchild, all the worries go away.
Yeah, yeah.
We look at those little babies, and as I said, we are filled with joy and happiness. All the troubles just disappear.
You're absolutely right. And you give a couple examples. One of your husband, who unfortunately has symptoms of Parkinson when he's with the granddaughters. You talk about the late Bob Simon, one of your colleagues. Candidly, you know, had effects of severe ongoing depression, but enjoyed being with his grandson, Jack. I mean, you are absolutely correct. In a business like we are in, or any business for that matter.
Any business, yeah. Any business.
But
with my husband and with Bob Simon, it isn't only when you're with them. Bob Simon's depression lifted. He wasn't depressed anymore. It wasn't just when Jack was around, his grandson. It lifted. And with my husband, he has Parkinson's, and he had a lot of symptoms, and they disappeared for 1 year.
Wow.
He had no Parkinson's symptoms for 1 year. Now, they all came back. He has Parkinson's, but for 1 year after my first grandchild was born. So this idea that the therapeutic effect, it isn't just when you're in their company. I mean, it takes over.
Picture Dominic standing at our door, my little grandson. And I open the door, and he's got this big smile on his face. You know, he's all by himself because his parents went to the car. And I look, and he's got vomit all the way down the front of his shirt. but he's glad. glad he's at Grandpa's house. Well, Leslie, you've done a great job here. You really have. I urge everyone to go out and get this, grandmas and grandpas. And you know what? Parents, too. Go out and get this so that you know what we're going through. Right, Leslie?
Exactly.
Leslie Stahl, The Joys and Science of the New Grandparent, and that is Becoming Grandma, and done by one of the most beautiful grandmothers I've ever seen in my life. Hey, Leslie, you're a great guest, and it's a delight having you here. Would you come back and join us again sometime? We'd
anytime.
Love to have you.
Ron, anytime.
Thank you, Leslie, and good luck with it. Thanks for writing this. I'm giving a copy to my daughter-in-law now.
Perfect, yeah, perfect.
She needs to know
That's
what I'm
it.
Going through. Okay, thanks,
exactly.
Leslie.
Exactly. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Leslie Stahl, of course, from television fame, one of the great journalists of our time. Her new book is out right now called Leslie Stahl, The Joys and Science of the New Grandparenting, Becoming Grandma. And by the way, this is a perfect Mother's Day gift for mothers, grandmothers. You'll be the hit of Mother's Day with a gift like that. We'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. We're going to talk about a debilitating condition that strikes many. The statistic that I have in front of me is very frightening for this terrible disease. It is affecting more than 60,000 people yearly. That's a high number. And joining us right now are two people who are going to talk to us about this. First of all, Liz Brouillard has Parkinson's and is a clinical director of a nonprofit mental health clinic and started a support group for women with Parkinson's. And John Lear is president and CEO for the nonprofit Parkinson's Foundation. Liz, John, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
John, let's start with you. Let's talk about what is Parkinson's? People hear it all the time. They know it is something that, you know, makes your hands and your body shake. But what really is it?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So Parkinson's is called a neurodegenerative disease. It's also called a movement disorder. So it's a by neurodegenerative, it means that there's something going on in your brain that's eating away at your dopamine neurons. And your dopamine neurons do a lot in your body, but they really have a great impact on movement. So a lot of people with Parkinson's, you'll see that they have a resting tremor in their hand or in their leg or in their feet. They may have difficulty walking. They may have stiffness of movement. So those are sort of the visual signs of the disease. The less visual signs of the disease are the depression, the anxiety, the sleeplessness, the loss of sense of smell and taste that accompany it, the GI issues that go along with it. So it is really a complex disease. We still don't know what the underlying cause of the disease. We know there's a genetic component for some people. We know there's an environmental component. It's probably a mixture of the two, but we haven't defined it exactly, so there's complexity there. And then we still don't really understand completely the underlying biology of the disease. You know, we know it's a brain involvement disease, but does it generate from the biome? Does it generate from, you know, the appendix? Is it a immune system disorder? So there's some really big questions out there, and in part that's what's limited our ability to find better treatments for people with Parkinson's, though we're certainly on the case.
Now, you talk about genetics. Are you alluding to the fact that it could be hereditary?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, a few decades ago, there was no thought that there was any genetic aspect to the disease. And then we started seeing certain family groups around the world with a clear genetic case of Parkinson's. So today, we believe that there are up to 15% of people who have a genetically determined diagnosis of Parkinson's. And in fact, at the Parkinson's Foundation, one of our initiatives is called PDGeneration, where we are offering genetic testing and counseling to people with Parkinson's so that we can determine whether they have one of the seven most important genetic mutations. So that's a big initiative of ours.
Before we get to Liz, you did mention something that kind of struck me. You said it could have a correlation with your appendix?
Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying there is that there's lots of avenues of discovery for where Parkinson's generates. So there's many theories about where it generates. So I don't want to get too overly focused on one versus the
sure,
other. But it's just to simply demonstrate that there's a lot of theories out there about where it starts.
Now, Liz Vuillard, you had an experience that I didn't realize, okay? You were diagnosed with young onset Parkinson's disease in January of 2018 at the age of 46. Is that unusual, that age, that young?
So most people are in their 60s or 70s when they're diagnosed. So being diagnosed at 46, I am considered young onset. And that's, for me, why I wasn't even expecting this diagnosis. So I have no family history of Parkinson's disease. I went to a neurologist thinking maybe I had a pinched nerve that was causing my right arm to be stiff and slow and difficult to move. And then I was handed this diagnosis. She looked at me and said, I think you have Parkinson's disease. I'm going to do some tests. I'm going to put you on a bunch of medication. You shouldn't cry about it, and you should probably keep exercising. And what the Parkinson's Foundation found was that nearly 50% of people that are newly diagnosed with Parkinson's disease are not given any information at the time of their diagnosis to help them on their journey with this very unexpected and really devastating diagnosis. So they really worked hard and collaborated with people with Parkinson's disease to come up with this newly diagnosed kit that includes 5 steps to live better today with Parkinson's. So you're feeling, you know, the rug has been ripped out from under your feet, the future has completely changed for you, and this is really a tool that people can access through Parkinson.org to be able to feel that they have some kind of control in their life moving forward.
Liz, what kind of steps are we chatting about here?
So the kit provides information so you can get the knowledge that you need to live well with Parkinson's. So the 5 steps that they outline for living better today with Parkinson's is to determine, first of all, what are your goals? What is important for you to have in your life to live well with Parkinson's disease? The second step is to find a Parkinson's expert, which is also called a movement disorder specialist, and it's a neurologist that has extra training in Parkinson's disease. The third step is to find someone to talk to and build a support community. So you could access a therapist. I started my support group for women living with Parkinson's, but there are other support groups out there. The Parkinson's Foundation website has an online community that you can access. There are a lot of ways to get that support, but this isn't a disease that you want to face alone. The fourth step is to create healthy habits. So nutrition, sleep habits, stress reduction are all really key in managing this disease on a daily basis. And then the fifth real important step is to be active. Parkinson's wants to slow you down. You need to exercise, exercise, exercise. And, you want to move. And it's really empowering to be able to have some very basic steps that you can do every day in your life to manage this disease.
John, is it curable?
So right now the answer is no. There's no cure for Parkinson's. There are medications and therapies that help alleviate the symptoms, but, you know, our ultimate goal is to prevent and to slow down and ultimately to cure the disease. And that's why we invest so much money in our research programs to find the cures that are going to help people like Liz be free of this disease one day.
I've had it in my family. My father-in-law had Parkinson's, and, of course, my late dear friend Dick Clark had it, too. It's a terrible thing, and my heart goes out to all of those, including you, Liz, that have to face this. It's a situation where hopefully we can find some kind of cure at some time and have some kind of methods to ease the go as it continues to perpetuate. Where can we go for more information on this?
Sure. You can go to our website, which is parkinson.org. That's parkinson.org. Or you can call our 800 number, which is 800-4-PD-INFO, 800-4-PD-INFO.
Our guests have been Liz Brouillard, and she is a clinical director of a nonprofit mental health clinic and started a support group for women with Parkinson, and John Lear, who is the president and CEO for the nonprofit Parkinson's Foundation. Liz, our prayers are with you. John, thank you for joining us, and we hope that we can chat again soon with some advancements and more information regarding this.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. Very important. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group, their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
That's a wrap with Ron Seggi today, and I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. Our guests include, from the Oak Ridge Boys, Joe Bonzo, actor Peter Herman, singer-songwriter Melissa Manchester,
singer Crystal Gayle, from CBS News' Leslie Stahl, and John Lear, the CEO of the Parkinson's Foundation. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi Today. And until then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.